It's time for The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, April 19th, 2022. On our ship schedule today, we have 7 vessels coming into the Columbia, 5 heading outbound, and 6 at anchor off Astoria. In our marine weather forecast, another storm like the one we saw Monday appears likely for Wednesday, and this active weather pattern will continue into next weekend. We have a small craft advisory in effect from late tonight through late Wednesday night. And the forecast for today includes south winds, 10 to 15 knots gusting to 20, wind waves from the south 2 feet high at 4 seconds apart, southwest swell 6 feet at 8 seconds, chance of thunderstorms in the morning, showers, a slight chance of thunderstorms also in the afternoon. And today we're going to be talking about an extraordinary achievement by a young woman who has become a surfman in the Coast Guard, one of only 15 women to do that so far. So we'll talk about that in just a minute. But first, a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. Inbound, we have the Grand Race arriving from South Korea, headed for Portland. Hyundai is on board. She came in very early this morning, headed for Portland. So about 1:30 a.m., she passed Astoria. We'll be in Portland early, got there at about 7:30 a.m. The Nord Kitan is arriving from Long Beach, California, headed for the Crims Island anchorage. She's picking up wheat upriver eventually. She came by early also, 7 a.m. this morning, past Astoria, probably in the Crims Island anchorage by about 10 a.m. The ATB Corpus Christi is arriving from San Francisco, headed for Portland, refined petroleum on board. She will pass Astoria around 11 a.m. and arrive in Portland around 5 p.m. The Global Hero is arriving from Japan, headed for Longview's anchorage. She's picking up logs at the port of Longview. She'll pass Astoria around 1:30 p.m. Look for her in Longview around 5 p.m. The Yangtze Navigation is arriving from South Korea, headed for Astoria's anchorage. She'll be picking up wheat upriver eventually. She'll be in the anchorage by about 6:30 p.m. And the African Flamingo is arriving from China, headed for Vancouver's anchorage. She'll be going to the port of Portland to pick up soda ash eventually. She will pass Astoria around 8:30 p.m. and arrive in Vancouver around 2:30 a.m. on Wednesday. And the Explorer Africa is arriving from Japan, headed for Astoria's anchorage. She'll be picking up potash at the port of Portland. She'll be in Astoria's anchorage by about midnight. And if you'd like to see the rest of today's ship schedule, you can find it online on my website at shipreport.net, along with podcasts of ship reports and other information that I hope you enjoy. So here is an interesting story about a young woman who has attained quite an achievement in the U.S. Coast Guard, and she earned this honor right here on the Lower Columbia. This is a story from the News Times. It's a biweekly newspaper published in Newport, Oregon, and the reporter was Susan Scutima. It was published last Friday. Let me read it to you. Inspiration can often come from surprising places. For one Central Oregon native, it was a fateful trip to Depot Bay in her early 20s that led her on a career path where she has not only continued to advance, but has also joined the ranks of a very elite group. Based in Yaquina Bay, Newport, Bosun's Mate Second Class Kelsey Dozier is not just a Coast Guardsman. She is Surfman number 561, one of very few women to achieve that accomplishment. There have been 580 Coast Guard surfmen since the U.S. Coast Guard's inception in 1871, and Dozier is only the 15th woman. The Coast Guard only certifies approximately 10 surfmen per year, so becoming a surfman is no small feat for any person. Surfmen are highly trained boat handlers who operate rescue boats in surf and heavy seas. They are the only coxswains qualified to operate motor lifeboats up to their limitations, which is 30-foot seas, breaking waves of up to 20 feet, and 50-knot winds. Here's a quote from Dozier, quote, "As a surfman on a lifeboat, you are the one in charge of the crew, how the boat operates, how you conduct that mission. We communicate with others back at the unit to come up with a solid plan of rescue," unquote. The surfman qualification process is extremely challenging and extensive. Service members must be coxswains and undergo training in actual surf and breaking bar conditions. Accumulate a minimum number of hours operating in these conditions while conducting practical exercises and undergoing a rigorous underway check ride, as well as an oral review board. During surfman training, Dozier recalled an incident that shook her up. She recalled, quote, "We were doing one engine outbound in a surf zone. Sometimes you have to turn the boat, so the side of the boat, most vulnerable to being tipped, is towards the wave. I underestimated how slow I would go because of the ebb tide on the Columbia River. I tried to turn it around, but a wave hit us and knocked me on my side. It was a learning experience, and I haven't done it since then, unquote. Dozier was raised in Lapine, a small town in central Oregon. Though her family spent time on the coast, she had no interest in boats or the ocean. She said, "I wanted to be a veterinarian." Then in 2013, she made a trip to Depot Bay and saw a motor lifeboat come in across the bar. She said, quote, "I thought it would be cool to work on. I started researching the Coast Guard and found out about the humanitarian efforts and the life-saving aspect, and it really intrigued me. So I switched gears from helping animals to helping people," unquote. After completing basic training in 2014, she started in the engineering department and then decided she wanted to drive the boats. She said the Coast Guard has a huge advantage over other branches of the military in not making you choose your path before you join, she said. After basic training, you go out as a non-rated person and experience life in the fleet before you choose what rate you want. There are so many jobs and careers to dive into, she said. Growing up with brothers, she never considered there was something she could not accomplish because she was female. She said, "I didn't see gender bias growing up. It wasn't in my life. To see females doing any job or career that was not available to them even 30 or 40 years ago, I think is absolutely awesome. We are breaking barriers," she said. Dozier recalled one of the most memorable times in her 8 years as a Coast Guardsman. In July of 2019, the Ruby Lily, a 41-ton tuna boat, was 98 miles offshore when it lost propulsion and had a stuck rudder. Dozier and other Coast Guard crew members on the lifeboat Victory were dispatched, and after a two-day operation, the vessel and three crew members aboard were safely moored in Yaquina Bay. Dozier said, quote, "I've never been that far from land. The water changes to the most absolutely beautiful color, the deepest blue I've ever seen. You see dolphins and sharks, and the tuna were running. Not being able to see land is pretty humbling, especially on a 50-foot boat that seems really big when you're on the bar. It was a really cool, super fun experience," unquote. Dozier enjoys her job and the opportunity to promote an awesome career. She said, quote, "I like the history of how we became an organization, why we do what we do, and forming friendships. It's fun. I promote the Coast Guard and their mission and everything they let you endeavor in life that you can't do in a regular 9-to-5 job," unquote. So she went on to say, if you have an interest in the Coast Guard, just do it. It's 4 years of life experience and traveling, and then you can go on to college. The Coast Guard has great education benefits, and time will pass no matter what, she said. So very interesting that she is an Oregon gal who trained right here in our waters here on the Lower Columbia and has accomplished something quite extraordinary. And just to clarify a little bit about that term coxswain, I believe that that is the person technically who is steering the vessel. People who do this kind of work are an exceptional kind of person, someone who is capable of not only great physical stamina to meet the demands of the job, but is able to keep a cool head in an emergency. So being able to sustain that kind of situational awareness in an uncertain situation where you have to make good decisions under stress on the fly. So my hat is off to Coast Guard folks in general. And congrats to Bosun's Mate Second Class Kelsey Dozier. We salute you and thank you for your life-saving work. You've been listening to The Ship Report, a show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening and have a great day.